Last week we started with Gevaldik Yisod Godel V'Noylif Nemesha Chochma Parshas Voi. He says he starts to make a Gevaldik Yisod V'Negeit to the Hemshach of Klai Yisod Lord V'Doyles. He said, the Klai Yisod, you have to get the picture. If you get the picture, you snitch the glaive. Klai Yisod, remember, and when they were Mitzrayim, they were Magadli Blulius, whatever the Machleg is, Rashi and Rambam, but the Tzura from Blulius, whatever it is. But it looked like Benjamin Franklin with the line Gehora. They were Arelim, they weren't Gemalim. Zim Gedin Tavoy Gezor, they spent cold mitzvah. Halalu Avoy Gezor, Halalu Avoy Gezor. There was no reason why they should get out. No, Zok HaMesha Chochme, boys on the Chazal, the Mechilta, the Midrashim, but they were Shoyman the Gedorim. They didn't change the language, the clothes, and they weren't Megala Soides, so they didn't speak Lashon Hora, whatever the Lashon from the Chazal is. So you have to have the picture of here. It's not Zofa, it's not Chloyim. The Dini Avoy Gezor, they're talking Yiddish. The way in kapotas, the way in gachveis, spodiks, the way in all the litvish are fancy clothes, the chsidish are clothes, and they're dating Avon Yisrael. And we take them out. Why? Because they keep the gedorim. Mashaykh in Golas Bovel. Golas Bovel, Zokta Meisrim, what happened? They spoke the Goyisha language, like what we do in America. Shinushmam was Goyisha names. And what happened? They married Goyim. The existence of Klai Yisrael is the Gedorim. It's the existence of your house, the existence of a Ben Torah, the existence of Yeshiva is the Gedorim Takonis that they make. But the thing that's going to be the Kiyum, the school's Kiyum, is only the Gedorim. And he says that was the difference between Avram and Eiv. Avram Mekayim Gevenei Tachshilin. He was Gozal Yichud, Gozal Shnius. It's from Avram in the backstage of Torah. Mashaykin Eiv. Eiv didn't make the Gedorim. Shteit in Pasuk in the beginning of Eiv, Ish Tom V'Yosha Yirei L'Kim V'Sumino. He was Sumino of a Gedorim HaTadish Gemach. He didn't let his kids make these parties. Why did he make these kids make a party? This is Gerek Von Azazach. Gets get the maid, Ma'amach, Dot, Nim, Sazay, Yom, the Pag, every once in a while. Why? Good, Taka, in Echanami, he brought Kabonis, Kais Ulei Chotu, Ba'atul of Ma'ashova. Oh, but he let them. Why did he let them? Because he didn't hold up the Gedorim. Somebody that doesn't hold the Gedorim falted to the Zayt. And that's a Gresta Kitzel. He was a Yid, his name is Avsham Shalafol Weiss. As the Gavaldik mentioned, remember Avsham Shkop. Yes, Avsham Shkop, I'm worried to Kishayla. He says, how come, even in the time of Rabbi Kiva, Egan of Sam Seifer, Yidin used to cut off the beards with a tar. He used to cut off with a tar. How come in such a mitzvah that a mitzvah the Yishmira? And here the Yidin used to cut off, and even in this time, the people in Litta, they used to cut off their hair, they said, what a tar. How come this mitzvah, as Abshazay, was so, so they were so buzzy in the Eini of the Tzibah? So Rakshim Shkop taught him into Gzotam Mori de Gezach. In every single mitzvah in the Torah, there's Gedorim, there's Tiyogim. And this there isn't. It's the only mitzvah in the Torah that has no Takonas Chachom. It's either Mutter or Asa. With a misparayim, with a scissors, you're allowed to cut. With a tar, it's also. If you bought this, no gedorim. If you bought this, a gedorim. Whatever time a year, the chazal didn't make a gedorim, it fell meduch. She said, Azoyz, he said, Zaloshin. Azoyz et ois ha-mitzvah on gizelis rabonon. Un azoy velt oiska. Un azoy velt given by all mitzvahs. Eid nit the gizelis in sayogum from the chazal. So it's a dove noil, the insight of Rav Shimon Shkop, the insight of Rav Shimon Shkop, as it is gizen, that the reason why people were lucky, they used to shave themselves with a tar, with a razor, so it's a razor, because this is the only mitzvah. It's a chmuri de gizach, you see, the shmir of everything is only the gedorim siyogin. I told you last week from the goyim. The goyim, the teaches the gemara, shteit as the nochesh is by the gedorim. Why is the nochesh by the gedorim? He's always by the fences. So he is. He is part of Gidre Shaloylam. Taich the goyim, what does that mean, Gidre Shaloylam? Vivalta as Odom or Chava, whatever the sheet was, they made a seyog. They made a gedda as the zosish only in the Eitzadas. And the nochesh took away that gedda, he showed Marisa Gonish. It's from Dosa Parais, come on, against the Mies and against the world. So when it's swarm that I saw, so does make poilits gather yishchen and nochash. But does it give in the nochash? What's the nochash? He brings the gedorim. And that's really the whole sort of El, the shofar puts you in a frame of mind. You have to live with divrei gedorim. Haint is el, every single day. Like the Torah says, some sheetahs hold b'yoyim or b'layli, you blow a shofar, as says el, you have to have gedorim. It's not a regular month, it's not a regular day. Shalach kodesh in the matah moishah, they bring down. The famous pasuk in Amos, Ash Ayeshoy Milo Yira. The Ari screams, Milo Yira. I mentioned some button. Can I vet found the shrek? You come in front of a lion, the lion gets a shrek. Falta mentioned. So to Vos meint Aya. Aya is Rosh Hashanah. Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Yishan, Rabba. A mensch darf verstehen, when the free the Gedolis, all the Gedolis until America. America had lingered on a little bit and now ready to crack. As Elul was a pachat pchodim, it was like an Aya. Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Yishan, Rabba. Kippur, Yishan, Rabba, Stoch, Eim, of a year, but went on, I remember by the Samarov, but went on, Yishan, Rabba, it was like the highlight of the highlights. Gewalt. The Rabbeinu Yonah Sefer Yidden says, "Mishenichnas Elul ad Motzei Yom Kippurim yehi cholid v'yorim eim sadin." What's when yehi cholid eim sadin? I know somebody that lo yaleinu it shouldn't happen. Somebody just took tests. When they accepted, he's waiting. He didn't get the results yet. It's just a mensch trachten. He didn't get the results yet. Gewalt. For Rosh Hashanah was written. What's the results? Gewalt. I will learn. I got the psura. It's the pacha, the aim. That's what Elul was. That's what Elul used to be. And I saw one of the Sfarim Shtelta Zuz, Zeh good. The Gemara Shtetich of Gemara in Broches. Navov. The Gemara says, Achri Hashem Yelechu Ka'ayye Yisho. So, I always thought the pshat was, Ayye Yisho, a lion is, you have to run, Achri Hashem Yelechu, Afil V'amitzvah, you have to run the Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrish, Afil B'Shabbos, you have to run like a lion. See, Taish says, no, doesn't mean that. You have to run like a lion is chasing you. The only monos, the only place we're going to be protected is in the Beis HaMedrash, Beis HaKnesses. And the Wamata Afilu on Shabbos. Tomah mentions, even with the race in the Beis HaChaskel and Shmuz, once it got in Gansen Zaflaket, so he says, Avuz the tear to Gehenim, do! And he pointed the door of the Beis HaMedrash. You go out of here, then you're in Gehenim. A mensch get a race for now, Yeshiva? It's only Miklot is a yeshiva, a Beis Medish, a Beis HaKnesses. It's a filu Shabbos. You have to run. For us, for Aleib. Aleib is chasing me. Aleib is run. This is El, a person of Tacht and Gewalt. There's a lion. There's a lion that's chasing. People don't realize it. A lion is chasing, and a mensch da wissen. And I tell you the truth, it makes a difference if you believe in it or not. I don't believe it. That's the fact. The fact is the fact that El is Taka Abel. At the Gemara Shteitach, the Medrash Tanchum says, a Moedik Ma'is, that Rabbi Chanina once was going in the street, and all of a sudden he saw a roaring lion coming to him. Atana and Amoida, the Zachanoy is Omnish Meir for Gain Zach, Hote Gigibinash, Gishrei, it's a Medrash Tanchum in Vayigash. Melech Holosh, gave from down it, gave Shvacha Melech, gave. I don't want to see you ever to come back in this place. So all of a sudden, Ali heard Rabbi Chia, it was a Chapsak. So Ali went back. Dabi ran back. All of a sudden, Rabbi Chanina, what did I do? I called her Aya Cholosh. And the Aves don't groove from the state of Hapossek, Laish Giver, Stocha Gibber. A Melech is a Melech. How did I dare call something that the Torah roof to Chnali? How did I call? So he ran back, he ran after it. Yes, be me Moichel. And so Chanina was running after the line, yes, the line from Mechil of Havos, and I'm Vazig in the Aya. So how many stuff trachten? Unser Agresa Chachomem, Chachme Hadoidis, told us as El Zaber, El Zaleib, Ayashoy, Miel, Nila Yira. Is a mensch of Tracht and Gewalt? What are we talking about? What's our Zugang, our feelings towards El? Do we make any Shinuyim in our 11th? It's already one third of El is already over. The one third of Yimei Rav Merotzen is over. A mensch of Getorn, that was any Shinuy. What's it the Getorn? Any Shinuy in our 11th? Is it El is really, maybe he should run after El? And it's El, be me Moichel, please. I want to have you made Achim of Rotsen. I made a mistake. I thought you were a cholosh. I told you last week the story from the Titanic when the sirens were blowing. It's frightful. People that said Aedis, they wrote it down in books, and people made such an asik of it. They had the hasra. Every single person could have gotten off the Titanic, 1912, and only 700 be'erach got saved. Why? They didn't believe it. They didn't believe it. It's a gemein salatzonis. But he came at tzachik be'eni chasanov. Lloyd told us, "There's a siren. Run, run for your life. You don't hear? I'm telling you. Nay, it's a joke." Shteich Chazal, Omer Lloyd, Ad Ravlin, Vekor Ravlin. That's Klizema b'Medina, u'Medina ne'peches. What's up, Lloyd? I thought again. I thought we're having a good time. We were in the ballroom. Zokte Chazal, that was the churban of the Chosnei of his Chasonim. For saying this, he glad that there's an alarm coming. Maybe that it's a glad this Chas v'Shol. What is El in sein Herz? Is El Taka Zach? That's an ernst Zach? Or is he having a good time? In the Heilige Sforum it says, always may Elul always we lay in the parish of Shoiftim v'Shoiftim. Elul always comes out in Shoiftim v'Shoiftim. A mensch can schleppen on a Shoiftim on a Shoiftim. I said, there's somebody over here in the yeshiva. I mean, not in yeshiva now. His name is Rav Avomot Weinbrand. His shver is Rav Hollander. Rav Hollander, I once asked him, when I meet somebody, I'll tell the mensch from the mirror, it's always that Selma was given by the Dardea, who was who, what happened, Rav Chaim Shulev, it's all, I like to hear the stories of what happened. So he told me, Dover Noyla Vinifla. He told me that he was the last person to speak to Rabbi Yochum before Rabbi Yochum went into a coma. Rabbi Yochum, he spoke to Rabbi Yochum in yeshiva. Rabbi Yochum said he wasn't feeling well, and he said he has a headache, he should walk him to his house. He walked into his house, and he told him he needs chizuk. And the mirror was a tough yeshiva, there were elderly people there, and everybody had to make it. If you didn't make it, it was mamish tough. Mention good gelitten. So he told him, as a Muslim chizuk, so Rabbi Yochum told him, the einzige weg wie a mensch kann sich nes chazig sein, is with a good loy mer al gabov. So he says, it's loy yemolet a yeshiva man should be matzlich if he doesn't have a good loy mer al gabov. It's not just thing as make it on your own. Chveis lach as oynish made it on his own. Chveis, he also had a father. He had a father and he had a brother with him. He's alone. And Moshe Feinstein also, but he had a father. You have to have something. He didn't use those, that mashallah, I'm just, it's an angry look. A mensch can just turn a lane. Everybody falls to the side. The only thing you have to, if you want to have a tzlocha, you have to have a go. He said that was the last thing. Then Rabbi Yochum came to the house, and then he said, then he fell down, and that was the last thing he said. That was the chasima for Rabbi Yochum. So the oilam atoyda. As was, you have to have a good loy maragabov. Shoiftim v'shoitim, titim l'cha. B'chol sharecha, where the shlo teaches, and all the mufarshim, b'chol yedish arvas a mensch hot, muzahot ma shoifit na shoite. In America, we don't have that. In America, there's no shayfe, there's no shayte. Good, you can go to a shmooze, you listen to it over. It's just a bagir, it's the kalgavan, the shayfe, as if the shayte. If someone doesn't have the gavad, the Mr. Finamine, he's falter to the side. Especially when it comes to these heilige tag from El, one third already is over. I mentioned Muzak Zugreit. Toma the mensch is this, he will call himself a shayfe and a shayte. Somebody to tell him what to do and make knosses. And make it difficult. That shiitake should be hard. It should be oil. Oil means when it's hard. Hashem Volba. Remember that Hashem Volba don't come in the Eshlemol? He said he's shmoozing yeshiva. So it was the first time Hashem Volba was noyed of oil. At that school for people who were going to Brisk and become a great salam them. And they made a rifin in the Musa. The Musa in Brisk, like in the Shmusa. Musa is not father cranker. Whatever the sheet that was, good, fine. Zenezei. So Hashem Volba was told that this is a son, there's a rifin in it. So he spoke very, very sharp. He says, Adrava, Lama zen zos noch machen den Yir Shemayim from the Biskerov on Musa. He said, Shayach HaMensh Al Ston on Musa. Biskerov is a Biskerov. When I have a Biskerov, there he learned Musa sein, Gemara sein. Everything he learned was Al Tzada Yir. He said, Adrava, Lama zen, he gave Shtaka to Choch. Afterwards, as he was walking out, everybody was asking different questions. So I had a Harusa, a Rehain, was a Malach. So we also stood online waiting to ask Akasha. So I'm a Balaspilus. My Harus was a mamish, a toiter flig. I didn't pick up, a bomb could explode next to him. He wouldn't even turn around, didn't even make a rush in him. And we were such opposites. So we had a machlokes haichi lein krishma. I said that. So we went to have Shlomo Volba to ask him that we have a chaluki deis, if the mashkir could be mafashit tzvistun zvida of hamech lein krishma. I said, you have to lein krishma shmaizel, chulubachu ad mishtar, lem kiddush Hashem, chulubachu nafshu, you have to call already the hatzol truck, as a mech is shay toit, as a mechal is toit. But you can't keep it on, so you keep it off. One pasuk, two pasuk, and my chavusha said, nein, you have to go straight, mit seichel, mit regis, a bissel, but you have to go till the end. So we asked him, which is the way you're supposed to lein krishma? Should a mensch put everything he has right in the first few psukim and vivaita can see it? Or the mensch should keep it steady, thus, but he holds on the whole krishma. So Rav Shlomo Volba told us like this, Ich verstehe ich aya shayla, ein zah will ich defregen, and he pointed to me. Zogbe, when the lane's krishma says, sterte, doesn't stare me. So do you find it in the shpach that you use, do you find that you can't find a mokum? So I said, no. She says in Dain Levinus in Israel and Krishna. So I said, what I do? I'm ready to kill myself. What did I do wrong? Zokter Azei. Krishna is you makabu yourself oil. That means that from now on, from Yeleni Krishna, oil mitzvahs, oil machashamayim, oil toilet, whatever the oil is that you makabu goes as the psukkim are going along. As well as my eyes, they're going to be totally under control. I can't look here, I can't look here. Can you do that? So if you would tell me I have to have visors, I would rip them off in a day. Can it? What do you mean visors? A horse needs it. Visors? Your mouth needs shmira. You can only open up your mouth only when you're allowed to. And you have to recover yourself. He says, on every one of your Avorim, the Ramachas Yisrael, you have to makab yourself the oil. Tell me you don't do that, and Tishma is not annoying you, and that love is such makab given oil machas shemayim. But such a, that thing, that, a mensch, a himu mensch, a mensch, he lives with a shoifit and a shoite. I also learn, oh, yeah, the names, whatever this is, it's Gvaldi. Oh, but where's the balabas in the bench? Who's the shaykhut and the shaykh in the bench? So, Muridik, it's a maisa that happened, and from that the person brings down the maisa, emes a maisa that happened, and then he says, from those come learn a gavaldika, gavaldika terchocha. He was so my loyal, Leno, a kin was an tata mamas avek. Good, so his uncle took him in, I guess a tati, I was a osher, the mamas, she took care of him. He took him in, he set him up, and he brought him up. For years, he took him in, gavaldik, treat him via eginikin, not feel better. Came time for a chasne. What him chasne gemacht? And he them zugestellt alles was er darf. Now, we need a panosa. So he gave him a wagon, a very good, strong wagon. And he said, you be a balagolo, you'll make your panosa. So the rich person, the uncle, not only them zugestellt alles, but every time he had to go someplace, they knew him, they're boche. He should be his wagon driver. The good bad soul, and the boche was very happy. This was going on for a long time. One day he goes over to the Boch, his nephew, he says, listen, I mean, younger man, he says, listen, Hezekiah, I have to make a trip, it's a few day trip, it's a business over here, over here, over here, actually you could be the Balagola. He said, good, hold about so, good, he said, mask him, he took him. Kids, when the Boch was there, and then so he was, as he was driving, he was thinking like this, why am I the Balagola? Why did I become the Balagola? He said, look, I'm good, so fix him. So when they took him, went to the hotel, so the Balagola, so the, he was young, so he was energy, but the uncle was famatet. They went out. They said, "Gleich eingeschlafen, gleich eingeschlafen." Kids, what did he do? So right away he tells him, he tells him two food. You know, got downstairs, upstairs, got them started giving. And he tells him he has to change his, you know, so leaving his on the pajamas. Mechanic says, "Morgen zeichet a talk." Good, so the person he go. He gets into his PJs again. Eingeschlafen. Then about 2-3 hours later, ready. The sun is ready, beginning to come up. So the person goes, the younger man, he goes, he puts on that guy's clothes, and he takes his clothes and he puts it right by the pillow. Then he gives the guy a patch, wake up, what is it with you? Don't you not have a whole day ahead of me? What are you sleeping like for heaven? The guy looks at him, what's it does? He says, don't worry about it, you think I'm your heaven? Wake up! So he says, get dressed right now, then I'll smuggle you. No one hit him, he didn't even open his eyes yet, and I mentioned the night. Kids, oh, you fell, it's a bit of a go. He says, where are my clothes? He says, right next to your pillow, don't you see? He shows his clothes. The guy picks up his stick. That was a bit of a gal. The guy goes, he puts on the clothes. Come on, go downstairs into the wagon. Let's go. And he says, okay, now you hold the horse. And he stands with his stick. The guy, you know what to do? It was an MSMI. The guy didn't know what to do. What's all of the done? And he starts traveling. They go to this. So finally, go to the next stop. And this boch decides, he's saying, gamble the ganze geld. It's your own business. It's your machen geld. So he tells the guy, you know what? I'm resting over here in this hotel. You'll sleep with the animals over here. We'll take a rest now. Meanwhile, he goes into the hotel and he starts sleeping. He takes a snooze. This person doesn't know what to do. So he gets into the elder man. He says, you know what happened to me? He tells the guy, I said, I can't believe it. He says, Mom, I plug it off. Gets to the roof. He says, good. He tells over the roof what happened. He says, oh, don't worry. Right there, about 2 hours later, the roof sent about 10 people. They surrounded the whole hotel. Anybody that became in the hotel, everybody has to sit to come in front of the roof. So everybody said, what did I do? Everybody was scared off from me. You'd never come to the roof. This person was walking up the roof once. I said, what did he do with the roof? Everybody's sitting over there in the room. And the roof comes in with Azeh with our base upon him. He says, Eglon, the wagon driver, come here! So the guy gets up. Oh, he didn't realize he made a mistake. He's not Eglon. So he sat right back down. He said, no, come here. He takes the guy into the other room. Oh, they give him Marcus Retzach. They give him Marcus Retzach. Tell him, this is HaKadosh HaTorah, this is the menschel gate. Get out of these clothes now, switch him, go back, I told him to do it. He put him in his place. So the menschel brings down the mice, he says, it was the emes mice that happened. So the tachter has a kibakuk. And the shaman comes down the veld, chelik lekaim yamal, it's a helik azach. Oh, he needs a wagon driver, get the land in the goof. The goof, muzam nemen avuadaf, it's a yeshiva, the mitzvah, the mice, and told him, what happened? All of a sudden, they switched clothes. And the neshama is the nirdof, and the goof becomes ich mit the balabas. And the neshama left off mit perurim mit adom mit the omen yesh mit abba. No, mit that 1 minute he was learning Torah, but what a kenish fight again. So the elul is the tzayit, change it. Shoyftim v'shoytim titein l'chob chol shalecha. Who's the balabas by there? Vemnus the gemar da balabas. The neshama that became a chelik of mamai, a chelik of kaim imal that's a nirdof. Maybe you switch roles already. Maybe the neshama sits in the driver's seat. Rabitzela Petelberg. So I heard this from Avshalom. He said it over with the Gevaldik Yisrashis. I heard the same word Rav Chaim Sanza said, the same word, but different nusach, but it's the same word. He came to a certain shtot, and the Yugalite saw it. Rabitzela is done. The Yisrabitzela, please come to the Beis Medrash. Please give us chizah, tell us a shmuz. So Rabitzela got off by the bima. Everybody, Makavitz, a lot of people came. I said, that's a shmuz for Rabitzela. So he says, Moshe Lema Adovadoim, he says, somebody was in the yard many, many years. And then all of a sudden he sees a younger man coming to him. He says, oh, please help me, get me out of the yard. She says, do blunjach sechva for one day, you know how many years I'm stuck already in the yard, I can't get out. So Abitzel don't give him vain. He says, I should give you tarchochon. He says like this, I'm still in the fight of the Nisyonis of Chaim. I'm still in the fight with Lechemes Hayetze. I'm still in the choyli with Midas Reis. I should go tell you, one thing I could tell you, don't do my mistakes. Don't make my mistakes. I can just tell you, like the person in the yard, he told him, how to get out of the yard, I really don't know, but I can tell you where not to go. So Avitzel got up with Zayn Grace and Bidnes Fananova, and he told the different mistakes that he did in his life. So, Zayn mistakes that he did in his life. So, Bayun's mitzvahs. Bayun's mitzvahs. You know, the Noam Elimelech, when it came after Yom Kippur, and it came after Yom Kippur, and right away after Yom Kippur, what's Yechaber over him? What did he do already? Then he realized, Gavalt, he has to say, Slachlonu, B'Shem, Baruch HaShem, B'Chanam, Slachlonu, Yechaber, what did he do? So he was thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking, and then he started davening. So one of his chassidim came over to him and said, Rebbe, what happens? He told me, at the beginning, he couldn't think where's Avedis until he found 400 Avedis. From after Yom Kippur, he found himself 400 different things that he did wrong. So he says, tell me them, because by us you are, the Rebbe's Avedis is by uns a mitzvah. From our Romans, Bame Eida, that came Golus for Yidden, is our Seder Kotchen. These people, the Gleisa mentioned was saying, Getom, by uns is go a mitzvah. So, halavai, we massacre. Anyway, our Koponim, the Abitzel said, Bosom. A person has to make a cheshbon. There's no shayfim. This is America. America's land of the free and the home of the brave. Rav Shlomo Volbe said, every American has a big sign on his heart. Do not enter. Stay out. Don't tell me what to do. We'll be friends. You stay here. I stay here. And get a good time. Every American, he says, has that. It's a buzz the shayfit. Buzz the shayter. I mentioned sfarot. It's an amaminim b'nei amaminim. It's sfarot elul. It's for balkuf yamadin. And then comes the Aseh Shevei Tshuvos, the Hapacha, the Eim, the Yira, then Salafti Kidvorecha, the Muzav Tzushtel. The person has to see Zayna mistakes, sit down, work it out, Vu Zayna Mani mistakes, see, was I my Tzlich from Les Tzman, did I contain everything I learned? Why don't I know everything I learned, Lesman? Did I make a Chazorah? Do I have a system? What am I doing? What am I doing wrong? What am I doing right? And I mentioned Zmachin Dicheshvin. Shteit Azeh. The Gemara in Brachos Nun Hei. Omer Rabbi Yudah Omer Rav. Shloisha Dvorim. Shloisha Tzrichim Rachman. Three things need Rachman. So Krashi. Tzrichim Levakesh Rachman Shiyavoyu. Lefi Shehem Biyodah Shekhov Shbochu Ve'ein. Lahem Reshus Lovei El Reshus Hei. Three things you have to be Levakesh Rachman. Melech Toiv. Shona Toiv. And Achalayim Toiv. You have to realize, when every time you hear a story about the other guy, don't forget to the other guy, you're the other guy. For the other guy, you're the other guy. Remember what happens to people. Loya Lena, what was written on last Rosh Hashanah, it's Pachad Moves. It'll never be the same in people's houses. What's happened to Mefaretzai, Agbis Nefesh and Tzar? What's mentioned Gein Duchus, Achnoi Devoim? A person can't be Samech in anything except for himself. The Slonim Adeba, the Alta Slonim Adeba, the Esha Slonim Adeba got up before Tki Yeshoyfa. He clapped, he says, he is to everybody. Please, no one should be before the kids. No one should be soymich on me. Everybody himself, muzuch ois veinin. Don't be soymich. I used to tell my new, what are you doing? He says, oh man. He asked the guy, what are you doing? Kupa Zahir. Chal metova chazisa, chal metova chazisa, chal metova chazisa. There's no, it's not a, Uman is gewaldig, and Kupa Zahir is gewaldig. Don't forget tshuva. To say it on a, nice lesson. Tshuva, tshuva, tshuva. Amen. Shmuzachton, tshuva. Don't be samech at anything. Let us keep the yoinis. That a mashal learns. What does it mean? As the three things, shana tova, melach tova, says everything refers to Rosh Hashanah. the Melech, who's the Melech? The Melech is the Eibishter, the Melech Toif. You want that the Eibishter is all the Gemel HaGut HaYor? Viel darf es ein Mensch aus Beinen, er soll auch mal gut HaYor, sein Freude soll auch mal gesund HaYor, seine Kinder soll mal Zlea sein. And a Mensch muss, you have to cry yourself out. This is no other thing. Das ist Rakti Alecha, mein Terim, sagt der Ramban, das ist der Mois. A Mensch muss sich ausfänden, muss sich ausschwenken, ausschwenken der Eis, ausschwenken der Kopf. Mit dem Mois, die mei Zlech ist verachmen. The same thing, the Tzlach also is the Kasha. Everything is Rachman. He goes in a different Mahalach. He says, throughout the whole year, you have to be Mispal. A person, even if it's a Melech Toiv, but things could change. Leif Son B'yad Hashem. Shona Toiv, good. Many times things, Chas Hashem, could change during the year. Cholom Toiv, who says the Cholom, Enoch Nam B'yad of good, but has to be Nimshach HaGan Tzio. However, the Pshat is like the Mashal, like the Tzlach, but we're all Zayin, a Mensch, Muz Zuchen Zchusim, Muz Anangye, Muz Zchusim. So to Dubna Magid. He once came to a Mokum, they asked him if the Magid could say his Divrei HaSoiris, it was a few days before Rosh Hashanah. They asked him if he could say Divrei HaSoiris, Mzal Zuchufekin. So he says, I'll tell you, Moshe, got up on the Bima, Ki Yidua, Hele Ke Dubna Magid, is Mishol Muz Kalei, Alam HaTorah, Tegzot, Am Moiri Dika Moiri Dika Moshe. He said, there was somebody who went to a Shtot. The guy was a Tznua, I still didn't care. He's got him successful, he had money, this, and he moved. From one city, he moved to the second city. He moved to the second city, so he came to the shul. It was a big shul. See, he felt so uncomfortable. It was a little bit overpowering and over. So he sat in the back. But he said, listen, I can't just sit in the back. You know, he said he has yahrzeit. He has a father. Yahrzeit for a mother. He has enough of yom. He needs aliyah. So he has to become friendly with the gabbai. He has to at least introduce him. Until he got enough strength. And so he went off to the gabbai. He said, my name is Yankel. Oh, I just moved in. I just want to tell you that I have a yahrzeit in this day. That if you could squeeze me in for an aliyah, for can down for the yom. If you don't mind, kids. And he became friendly with the gabbai. That was it. So he stayed there for the whole year. And he was good. He was quiet. All of a sudden he found out that they're making votes. They're putting a new gaboyim, a new president, a new this, a new that. So all of a sudden he felt like this. Listen, Geldhotte. He also wanted to become a knacker. So all of a sudden his whole attitude changed. He went to the guy, Shalom Aleichem. Was macht vibe the kinder? Is there anything I could help you? I could lend you money if you want. You need a job? Maybe I have the connections, I could help you. Went over to this guy, he said, no, how are your children learning? Is there anything I could do to help you? Maybe you need a little dose. And he started walking around from one to the other. He was wanted votes, right? He was running for president. He was running for votes. He went to that guy. So to Dubna Magid. A mensch comes before Rosh Hashanah. How many people are going to vote him in that he should live next year? So you do it. The cloud is moved up. Cloud says, we're going to win. But who was the chelik of that cloud? The Prat has the problem. What is the Prat going to? All the Balei Musa say that. The cloud is muftach, nothing to talk about. The Prat? Who says the Prat is going to be in that cloud? So you have to vote here. Who's going to vote you in? So you need malachim. The Balei Musa say, malach mei tzioyshe. Malach mei tzioyshe. So what a person has? One malach, he did one the chesed over here. He learned the toises over there, a little bit be'iyun, but he made himself another malach. He says, no, it's not to do with the market. You need a lot more votes. You need every single malach possible that could come to be meschanan, that your malachim should be. Meschanan toikiv, kedusha sayoim. The malachim yachafezim. Why? This malach is a kanker malach, and this malach is missing. Even the malachim are sittering, or the malachim that we created that are handicapped. He said, a mensch muss schaffen to get asach malachim. Every mitzvah that's possible that it comes in your dal ram is also stomach shlemus. Then it'll be another thing that'll be vote you win. And then you'll be zechafa gutayor. And he spoke to him, made such a noise with him, and he explained to him, Azam Malach, get a bankel, get a shtender, get a, whatever there was in the shulam, in the tzibur, what the tzibur needed, everything that you do is another Malach. Another Malach that'll vote you in. How could you not do that? It's not enough to have just only one or two Malachim. There's a lot of people that want. The Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, before Yom HaNaroim, at the Gizok Tazay, he brought down two, he says he just wants to say two Mar Makoimis, some Sul Sushonim and Abchayim. Tzvei Zachen. When the Tazay Shtagavain, he was a big Baal Regesh, Ki Yadua. He said, Shmuel's over here in Yeshiva once. Gvaldik was Gvaldik. But the Gzokta, Gvaldik is Yisod from the Mesul Sishon. In Perik Yotess, the Mesul Sishon speaks about Yidus HaRoimimis, okay? Make believe we have a little Yidus HaRoimimis, fine, the Avish is Gvaldik. But the Mesul Sishon tells you how to be koinit. So he says like this. A person, right when he davens, he has to realize, Eichu bo, noisiv noisiv mamish imoyis bo. When a person says out of his mouth, he's talking tzu'em. Vishalmi says, mepe lo'oizen. When you daven, you have to think, you're talking into the Hashem's ear. Ulefon of whom is chaneh. And you're davening in front of him. Umiito yuma vakish. Baruch ato, please. Hashem, please, give me a good yor. Give me a tzlocha. Vuhu yisborch my mazen umachel v'dvorov. Kse yidabe ish aleyeu v'leyeu machsh v'shemei aloy. So often, so she showed him a person's mind on that, then he thinks about, can I coin the Zayin Roimis? He didn't go so much into the Roimis, but he was talking about his main tefillah. He says, V'ikinis ha-menshin ish ois nutzen, yenig a-legenheit, when a person, stop every tefillah, when a person knows that tefillah is as a gilui, that tefillah elekim neftalti, tefillah is v'heftin, you speak to him, he listens to you. You speak to him, he listens to you. You speak to him. So this is what this line, if you ever see what happens, Rabbi Chaim Zalzangzor, Rabbi Chaim Kanevsky, 300 people an hour he sees. You're waiting, you're sitting, you want to ask your bakosha, and he says, Baruch v'atzlocha, Baruch v'atzlocha, Baruch v'atzlocha. And that's what he needs, just those two words, Baruch v'atzlocha, it's gewaldig. You know what goes on over there, Leil Rosh Hashanah, and in Letterman Shul, 3 hours he's there. The guns of Bnei Brak. Now all the visions of Chassidim started going. Everybody comes just to get as a zazog and shotayv and shotayv and chinamash. Whatever the nusach is, when Yitzchok was zazog, so Moshe Shmuel, a man should have a leg and a davent off. He should be mindful that he's standing in front of Hashem and don't give him vain. Then he caught himself and he brought out the Reb Chaim, but everybody knows. Zok Reb Chaim, first of all, the etzem chetz of Meisid Tefillah. Zok Reb Chaim, im ein libo iponu. Rav Chaim was talking about the chilik, what's ma'akev, what's not ma'akev, what you need kavana. The chetz of it feels that you're standing in front of him. And the person should have that feeling. Not only the whole year the Eibush listens to him, but the fact he may rachem and verotzen. A mensch does not look at a zoyche zayin for dvorim neiroyim. Rav Chaim should learn that. But he zogt a murdi de gazach. Zogt a zay. He writes in the sefer of Chaim. Zogt a zay. The person must always know from the tay. It's may ava, it's kiva, it's yedidus. As the Eibush has a different gilui to the mensch. He says the Eibush gives a mensch as asiyat the shmai in the days of Elul, that no, even a clean as afas a tutoif noiroyis. He says it's such a oitzer, it's such a oitzer. Like I told you last week from Rabbi Haskell, if you don't plant now, there's no other time. You plant now for the Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah is the whole year. These are the days, if not now, when? These are the days. Every second that goes by, there's a second lost. So it's a oitzer godel, you may rach me v'lotzen. If he can, a mensch can lose even seconds and moments, shouldn't be masir das. When he can oifel on yedem anut. So Rav Chaim Freelander, at Gerett and Ponovich, was his mate, ois nutzen de zeit in Elul, ois nutzen de zeit in Elul. And from that came out, there was a takona. It came out that every few hours was the fact, nicht mit von Leinen, noch Leinen, before the Seder, after the Seder, was it working on the letzte drei show? Where am I going with the letzte drei show? I told you once, it's a cholim. I once had a cholim. Don't laugh, I bet you don't laugh. I had a cholim, I was in Gan Eden. That alone is a joke. I was a cholim, and the Vriskero was there. My father made a suda, and all the gedolim from the Tekufa came. This was the cholim. The stifler, the Vriskero, and everybody came. Kids out there, by the Vriskero, he was tailing, he was giving out wine. His face had geshait with the zun. And everybody wanted wine. I want also, I was there, I asked for he gave me wine, this and that. Then the Blisker of the question is, Favos Muz Yed Yid Visit. How many halakim there are in the show? It's 1,000, 1,050, whatever the numbers. Like seconds, we'll call it seconds. What? How many halakim there are in the show? So I asked my father, Pa, why? He says, I don't know. He says, Yed Mensch Muz is Visit. I feel the lens from Sechta Rosh Hashanah, I feel the lens from Sechta Beyer, and you have to know the Inyonim from Kiddush HaChodesh. Oh, but Yed Yid Muz Visit is 1,050 halakim in the show. Favos. So I don't know. So my father said, "Listen, let's hear what he says." At the Bliskerov gezakt asay my cholum. He said, "There's going to come a time where you're going to have to give div the cheshbon for every one of the halakim of an hour." And don't you think, "Oh, it's an hour, it's a day, it's a week"? None of that. Every one of the halakim, you're going to have to give div the cheshbon. So no, you volume. That was the cholum. I was so happy with the cholum. I went to Rabbi Yehuda Levine. I told him, "That's chaylich got the Bliskerov na cholum." So what's this? I told him this thing, the teretz. He says, really? He says, the vase boss? He said, 30 years zurück, die Tag, comes gehört von Abshach. Abshach says, it's kubun azeit, bitte fragen, was ist getan in seiner Säge? You have to answer. Was ist getan am Minute noch 10? Was ist getan 3 Minute noch 10? You have to give them the chashem for jede Minute von Asho. So he was very happy. Then I told him a different thing. She said, Tuma Atoivit, next time all the Bliskerov come to the Nachalm, frage, wo ich kann kriegen Geld für die Keulu. Okay, at least listen to the Chalm. The Shapna Rov said a Molyadika Moshe. Molyadika, Molyadika, Molyadika Moshe. Was his mate, you may Elul, you may Rachman Rosa. You may Rachman, you may Rosa. So also Moshe Moad of Adoyim. The king had his sad, he tells the sad, has a chayin, my crown, it has a little dust. I want somebody to clean it. He says, good, I'll take care of it. So the Moshe takes the king's crown, Be'emu B'yidah, and he puts it down on the table, the beautiful fluffy pillow, and the Moshe comes in and this and this, and he starts cleaning it. No, I'm sure he sees his room alone, there were so many diamonds on it. So I think it achtam look as a kenekukne his boss. He didn't know that king was looking for Mechaloin from the top. He didn't notice. And then he goes and takes one of the diamonds, puts it in his pocket, and he readjusts it. When he makes the shiny, everything is shiny. Good, finally he finishes, he clears the throat, he finishes, that's it, finished. Sit at the bissel, but okay. Then the sire comes in, the sire sees, he sees what's going on. One stone was missing. He didn't say anything, but he was pachet. He comes to the king. He says, bring me please, the Eved, the Meshores, please bring him to me. So Meshores was a little bit nervous, but he stood in front of the king. He says, he tells the Tsar, please put my crown on my head. So the Tsar puts the crown on the king's head, the Eimu B'yila, and the Meshores was a little bit nervous. So the king tells him like this, you know that I see you did a gavalika job on my crown. I very much want you should do the big chandelier, the big room, the big ballroom, the big roof in the palace, those also to clean them, every single one. So he says, I should do it? So he says, sure. Because I looked from the window and I saw how you cleaned my crown. When he heard that the king said, I looked from the window, but he started crying. He says, Adoni HaMelech, I can't run. That's it, so you saw everything. And he started crying. I gambled, and what should I do? And I took the king's. I readjusted, and I'm pleased. I'm so embarrassed of myself and this and that. And first of all, I have to return it back, and I'm not worthy even to do the. So the king says, "No, I understand. I saw you rob it, but I understand that you're a poor person, Be'etzem. You really don't get enough money from here that we pay you. So you needed money for your family. Good. You know what? I still want you to do the big chandelier." But I want you to take the diamond out of your pocket and readjust it on my crown. So he was sitting, but he had no choice. So the king bent down his head and stood as a bekoidim in front of the Meshores, and the Meshores had to readjust the crown. So the man just happened in the roof, so the man. First to the apes, didn't see how bad it is. We thought we're going to fool him. I know somebody is a choyte. So I asked the Choyte, no, tell me, but today they have cameras in Peral from all sides, doesn't it? He says, no, I learned to become more secret, more. I'm learning how to become even more Shugana. They have the GPS, what's it called, the GP does. I meant to give it the car, they know where he is. 5 billion people, everything is monitored, they know where you are, make a left, make a right, make a this, make a that. You monitored every single second. I was bringing here. And what's to the Eved? Said the Melech Malchei Amlochem. Et Gizem was mitkon in the car. Et Gizem was mitutn shtub. Et Gizem was mitutn the roisin. Et Gizem don. He saw everything. When Alva became the Melech Malchei Amlochem, bends down his head. Come, my king, put on. Come, give me back. Give me back. First, I reckon I'll come. And the king is machnir himself. Beautiful leap shot. What the Eved said to us. A mensch kann sein, die größte Rosh, it makes no difference. A tata hot lieber kind, there's nothing you can do. A tata hot lieber kind, wir sind die ewigen Kinder. And then the main rachme, wir lassen, if not now, when? Us toch as a oitze. A mensch, nutz eis de Zeit. And the ewigen Melch Malke am Lochem, er kommt rein in die Yeshiva. He puts his head down. Put back the crown. You never will misbala Yeshiva, Shavtenik, Varishoyna. Put back that crown. You never said, Ashi, I've all seen like a mensch. Put it back. You never said a yom, you skipped it. You skipped half the psukim over here, this and that. And kabonis, you never said, put them back, come. Come a little earlier, daven with hearts. Put back those diamonds that you took away from me. When the Eved says, you made, how could a person not look so the tzai? A person not so say, it's a shaita mabit komas nois nloi. I mean, it's a noin of oyim. Every second he should be so happy that he's alive that he could do a gewaldig avoid. The Lublina Magid, it's a gewaldige word. Gewaldige word. It's all about in Slichas and the Shomalov, Aguf Poloch. It's a gewaldige, it's a jeder Mensch is magisch, it's the Eimer, the Yidem, a Heptom, what's a Shabbos. But a gewaldige Pacha, the gewaldige Eimer, It's a gewaltige hachone, and everybody's nervous, and we say it so many times, so many days. Sliches, I say some tshuva, Yom Kippur. Hashem loch vaguf malach. What state is Hashem loch vaguf malach? Something mamish made. He says there was a marshal. Doctor Marshal says Emmet said a reingenommen. Ayosim zeh beisoy. He took care of him. Came time for a shidduch. The bachel given. No, he's going to give him his daughter. So as he's a kin. No, he gave him his daughter. The person was this girl, so many years he was by this person, and now this person was at the reingenommen. And yet he happened to have been his court of his uncle at the reingenommen. And yet he gave him his daughter. So he was this girl. Came when he had his own house. He started treating his wife terrible, beating her. He was nizgoy. He took the money. The gvon hashikit was gefelach. So the uncle couldn't stand for it anymore. He was to pay again. I want to get it. That's it. It's over. So he came to him. And he says, you're right. Takachas chazay banarish and takas kumminish. Takach really should forget. I have to leave. But in the chenami. But you have to remember, I taka wasn't good to your daughter. But you're my uncle. You're my uncle. I said, uncle, give me another chance. And he started crying. Zog to Lublina Magid. Hanishomaloch. A mensch kum. A vein to the Abish. A boin shalom. Vifach a poigim given. Vifach a mitzai given in the Shomer. Vifach always give this in the Shomer from its mocker. Honey, I've read this I did without any rachman. He writes, he fell off. Oba haguv poloch. Zainin zog deine kinder. And ainach inami atakai. Avek a hagid dying tochter in the Shomer. Oh, but me, I'm your nephew. Zach dein kind, hob rachmonis. When the Lublina Magid said, a mensch, was is magisch, die regisch. Zog de zu, the mensch wird zukum, sag, gewaltige darge. But you have to work in it. You have to work in it. That's something, the stomach that goes in and goes out. You have to work in it. Spir, the mensch, that spir, es korv to the melech. The melech is bending down his head. And you're mischanen. And you're saying, an shomeloch, aguf poloch. You're saying, really related, give me another chance. I know I did something on under, and it's my rachma v'rotzim. And the Eivish said, vildoch, what could be better than that than the Eivish alayim was ezok as a vildoch. Rabbaran, Mishnah Sabaran brings down Gevaldik. Rablazer told me, moid the geshmuzim for Rabbaran, that he heard mamish, Rablazer mashgiach, that he heard firsthand. Och, noida, mamish, noida. Rabbaran said, there's a Gevaldik school that's a yom the chodesh me'elu. He said, against you, I mentioned, hold it in Azach, it's hard to be masik. Sayin Lomdis, Sayin Bekias, Sayin Yiddish Shemayim. Not everybody can learn Libis, not everybody. You see, it is a way. Megillah, everybody can learn. Brochus, everybody can learn. Perek Hazov is a closed Perek, and it's only for special people. Ezel Neshach is Shver, Mekvois is Shver. The Shem Mekvois is Molos Yenelein, and Kenish Alange. He says, No Chodesh of Elu is a Chodesh was Molos Yedemen Shalai. He says, Bid Ma'at Amola can a mensch sukumen. How a person so nutzai is the tzait. Of Yemei Rachman V'Rosen, to be koine himself, anchor himself into the Oilem Aruchni, Eimol Faralmol, Sayin Torah, Sayin Avoida, Sayin Spirin Anander Yid, that somebody else exists. So, a mensch can his Sukkum and Sahasog is Gedoyles, the Guf lost nicht. A mensch will nicht. He says, of Yemei Rachman V'Rosen lost men. Me'evet of alle Torahim from Glick. They open up all the Sheolim open every moment of Elul. Yemei Rachman V'Rosen, Zog Rabarn. So with a little bit Siva slave can a mensch a rangin the Alden Yonim can a and he says that then he says a frightful zach. He says there was his mezalzel be'elu. Not only won't he get it Elu, he won't get it the whole year either. Somebody get the melech comes, he leaves all the doors open, please come in, and then you don't come and it's better come yet's come stuff. I wanted to make a machal about something. Zolich, give me the shoes. The Rebbe, give me the shoes. Okay. The Baram Sheikh, this is a hakdoma to something that to my lave, and that's it. I'm just going to say it out. The Baram Sheikh wrote a piddish. Baram Sheikh was from the Gilead, Talmud of Chassam Seifer. He was a kanoi with on King Vidur, like his Rebbe, the Chassam Seifer. Like the Chassam Seifer. In the Seifer family, there was no Vidurim. There was no mockum for Vitor. Hakoponi wrote a petition, obviously, and he wrote one pshat, which we'll get there soon. And they say he wrote this pshat because of a Maisa Shahoya. The Maisa Shahoya was Kach. He was a Rebbe, Heilige Rebbe, a great Rebbe, his name is Rav Nachum Mendel von Kassel. Later on, became the first vision of Rebbe. Some of the Chassidim decided that he's Mashiach. He's Mashiach. His name is Menachem. Menachem is Gemati Yitzemach. Kids, anyway, the Rebbe is Mashiach again. Kids, they started this Mashiach thing. It's not only that we had this now at Kufa, but that was a little problem. Menachem is Mashiach. And it became such a tumult. And he started terrorizing. And the Rebbe is Mashiach. He was a Rav over there at that time, a Rav in Varsha. He was got it was a Mesnagid. Literally, it was a Shtickle Mesnagid. But the Divrei Chaim, the Rav Chaim Sanzer pushed him that he should become the Rav. He was such a goy, he was such an amkin noida, he had such a clarity on Torah. And he told him that he should write a Prima Godem where the Prima Godem didn't write, his Sefer he should write where the Prima Godem didn't write. He was such a kor. His name was Rav Yagetzvi Waldman. He was a Rav for 15 years, he was a very powerful person. Kids, anyway, he was a Talmud Chochem Godel. What's his name? Shagas Mashiach. Then he was talking Gvaldik over. What's this Mashiach? I mean, what's going on Mashiach? And he says, "Avodah kazoyis avodah anoshem amidah is zora. Zora means avodah zora. Right away, the chatov was kids. Anyway, they were roidif. It was a shtot full of chassidim. There were very little in that shtot from the litvisha, so to speak, the misnagdisha. He was a rov that was appointed from Rav Chaim Sanzer. He pushed him in, and they were roidif him. They were roidif him so bad they took away his panosa and they made a chedim. These chassidim, they made a chedim. They said anybody that calls him rav." Anybody goes to him for any moira, any halof, is veheta. Anybody that hears any toyer from him, anybody has any shayism, is the chayim kamoisai. Now they put that across, they put a shayf and they made a chayim. This was gefelach. Now Waldman saw that it's lost, he can't fight with the city. It's not shayf. You know what to do. So he wrote letters to Rabbanim, they should help him out. There's no telephone. So a lot of Rabbanim came into the case. So Abshalom Islam and Ernreich, he was there, he was going, and he said, he made him a chod noira. He made a b'chosim mitgina. What did they do? They took him alam tnoikis daimak. Person was like korav leishana, like shimish tamir chachom, anybody like mikir, like mishna, like their heads gone, and he became the moira ido. A guy didn't know a little bit, and he knew he had chumash rashi, he became the moira ido. However, he figured it out. So he said, the b'zoyin ha-toyin to take it first, to throw off a zarov, and they should make him rov, chutus. He's not going to stand for that. And he made a whole tumult shenkamoyu. Then the curl, here he also wrote, and the imam is just kifas against the chassidim. What did they do? Was that there was a grace of mensch? Was hot? None of them went into yemeshiach na mashiach, but they went into the bezoyin atoyla. Mafaz alov. Throw it in. Abchaim Sofer went in. Everybody says that they're going to give them refreshment for every mashu, every agmas nefesh tzar for him and his family. They're going to sell. They'll pay for it right away. The machloek was noyde b'oyim. They couldn't stop. Kept on going. Abchaim Sanzer went in, and he wrote a letter to the vision Sereba, and he told that he himself has to shvayt them. Was noyde. First of all, Rebbe has a whole alichus on this in the story because one of his kriv was there. Then Maram Sheikh went. He wrote a tshuva. You take a look at the tshuva, and you had a day of simulation your test. And that tshuva he writes, but he doesn't write the name of the Rebbe, doesn't write the name of the Chassidim, he doesn't write the name of the Rav, because for the Doidus, it should be. But that, this tshuva was there. And he writes over there, with such tkifas no Rav, for says menem ta Rav, at hamad choch mufli, on his mavazim, but because he doesn't go with Yeshita, he's mechuyah to do what he did, because it's a din of Tarkohat, he held that that's 100% wrong, to get on with Naftan, this, that was shekach. He wrote a very, very powerful tshuva. Then he wrote a Pirish and always, and Shaykh Razayim. And I'm Shiv Megalil in this Pirish and Ovis, I'm Shiv Megalil in Perik Aleph, let's devote. Ashloi Shadvarim Oilim Oimi. Aladin Vala Emes Vala Sholem. Frek das doch neu gewoim. Now Shiv Megalil is the Chayinikul from Hillel. Hillel is the Roid of Sholem, the Tzadik was the Livgad Sholem, and yes, Ablon to everybody. Kum Zayin Einikul, and he says, Hadin Vala Emes Vala Sholem, put Sholem at the end. Why Sholem at the end? Sholem should be at the beginning. Eish Nathan Sholem. Talk to Maram Shik Azei. Shishtah Azazach. Sholem is not the beginning, Sholem is the end. The first thing is Emes, Mishpat, and then Sholem. There's no compromise. What they think, oh, we have to be Sholem, Sholem, Shtazazach. Something for Shtibnish Metoyde is wrong, Gandik. Don't say Sholem, hey Sholem, Omer Hashem, let's show him. It's not such thing, something does something wrong, Daflev Misholem. Name, Medaftan Emes, and Din, and Nochta Misholem. And he writes his speech very, very stark. Sam Soif, he says he heard from his Rebbe, Sam Soif, talking the drushes, and Chelik Aleph Omid Peipo, he also said that. Sam Soif, he says, there was hot lieb sheker, hot lieb sholom and anshe sheker. There was hot lieb, all these people. You know, the Biskerov said, Emsa kum trai, and heet on red, vegan, avas yisol, beis of drei zachem. Hot find the Torah, hot find the Ebsen, hot find the Elche Yid. Also, he said, avas yisol, don't give me the avas yisroel, right? The avas yisol, avas chinam, they had this thing with avas chinam, avas chinam. Medaftom was medaf. Get it? What's right is right, what's wrong is wrong. And then afterwards you make shalom. But there's no compromise. And Zaytach Sam Sofer. And there's Rab Shimon Sofer. He wrote also in his Moody together. He touches the Medish and the Pashas Rei. Rei Nochi. The Medish says, Shemet Toim No Hoil Vashon Asat Of Techem Shnei Drochem Nedach Be'ezes Yitzah Tamal Oim Bechayt Bechayim. So Tazay, he says, in every door you have, what's tun to the Shoyim? Shalom, Shalom, you have to live in Shalom. What the Mizrahi say now? Shalom, the Chalidah holding back Mashiach. The whole the Chalidah, we have to live in Shalom. We're one nation. Goyach Boretz. How could Goyach Boretz? Like he felt, oh, he's there, Goyach Boretz. He says, Shalom, Shalom is at the end. Shalom is not at the beginning. It's in Sadin and then Emes and Nochim could be Shalom. Say to Zay Yishtakarum Gira. I want to tell you something. This week, I was in Atzvis. I'm not a person, Baruch Hashem, I don't get them all. Freilich, I'm not so much about it. This week, 2 days, I was in Atzvis. You know what Atzvis is? Loy Aleichem. I went in a depression. I'm embarrassed about myself. I had no control. I fell into a depression for 2 days. One day had to do with one bocha, and one day had to do with a father that has two bochim that are off the derech. And I heard what's going on and where it starts and what's happening. And this father explained to me what happened and where it starts. 6th, 7th, and 8th grade at night, they have nothing to do. They have not so much ungelotnet homework. All of a sudden, they have free time. The churban from the free time. The churban from the free time. And one thing leads to another thing. This other person that I spoke to, this bocha that went off. In my life, I spoke to the bocha for 29 minutes and 40 seconds. I saw on the phone. The bocha called me. As I say, Arayin Gezug in the Chet, he comes to the best homes in Lakewood. The best homes in Lakewood. Arayin Gezug in the Chet, Nishno Kril Shabbos. Nishno, I don't know, he's from oil. But in such deep chatoyim, I don't think I'll ever get out. He needed this. I was so tzibrochen. This kid was a little boy. He was in my Shabbos group. I used to learn with Yiddish Kindlech Shabbos and Yankov for many years. And this kid was my... So he called me. He doesn't call his father. He can't. Because he's a mechitza. So he called me. I was so broken. I said, Dos is a rein gesunken a Yiddish kind. What's the Siba? I want to tell you something. The Siba is free time. It's one of the many Sibas. Of course, these friends and everything. This. I told the Shloisha Shutum Bodom. Every single kid needs a pasht, a kush, and a nes, that the kid should come out good. And this kid is hazay gezunk. And then this father was telling me, for zayne kid, one kid went off, the second kid went off. And what's going to be? And he had to send his kids out of the home. Vesas asme, gorish es oma azoyis ubno. It's not an easy thing to do. Oy, it's not an easy thing to do. And I realized, what did we do? Everybody's shuldig. We have all the kids, 25,000 Yiddish kinder. Are they in school now? Where did they roam in the streets? They're roaming the streets. What are they picking up from the Fashtunk and the gas? I was a Kol Shimshin this week. I see a kid walking out, a 14-year-old kid, with his right away, takes out his, whatever, his iPod, iJob, and he's running with the thumbs, and he's running, looks at the whole thing's exploding. With his thumbs, so I asked him, is this the Halik, the iPod I heard about? He says, no. Say, yeah, what's this? It's an iPhone. I said, this iPhone? Does the iPhone have internet? He says, well, when I got it, it didn't have, but I put it on. So I asked him, did you put it on, the internet? Well, I want to tell you something. I have my restrictions. Is Vetem Gegeben, his mama didn't give him this? I hope not. His tata didn't give it to him? I hope not. He got it with some other yukel. He got it, they gegam Vetem this, they bought, they went to the radio shack. I don't know where they go, buy all this good zachem. And they learn how to put it on, this with a high fly, what's it called? High five, does. When they bring the ganze fresh stuk in the Welt rein. This kid is doing nothing, he's not in school. The whole day he's not in school. The whole day he's busy with his thumbs and this and that. Boch Hashem, at least he's davening Kol Shem Shemayrev. I don't know what happens the rest of the day. Whose fault? Who's going to pay for this? What did all of us know about it? For a year I'm screaming my head off. That tap is guitar. A few years, Yossel, after Yossel burst in, he started. One school starting this week. It's Abisla. I just want to tell you, no one gets hired for it. You do what you have to do. You do what you have to. What about them? We take instructions. And the boys should be machria when Ellen should start. The kids are losing in Meinach Menotzen. And what are we giving them instead? Who's going to pay for that? This is Rashi in Parshas Kedoshim. It's a pach b'chodem. Hedav Shabbal Moshe Leimor. Zabar Leimor Neisol Tome. Ish Mnei Solomon. Agar Agar B'Yisrael. She even is out of the moilich. My shumas am orzik my boy kill him. למדך שאין לך משפחה שאין בו מוחס, שאין בו כולם מוחסים, שכולם מחפנו לו. Let's have a guy, tax collector. Hey, he's taking tax, he's a ganef. Once you have a kid that's a ganef in the house, so you're like, well, yeah, it's Scottish gemeint. You know, you start covering up because it's in the family. So Zog Rashi, nein. Nobody gets away with it. Just because you're mishpachta, because you have a kid that went off the derech, and you decided that, oh, this is like a fellow this, you're also going to get it over there. You can't cover up. But Rabbi Yochum let us say sharf harum. He says the tendency is chas v'shom, it shouldn't happen. Somebody goes off the derech, mitamol yimchape. Heidige dor, was kemo falangin? If somebody just says omen yesh meirave, is a shein amam, is a bal shem tev alein. You know, everybody's matzik. No, boch Hashem, my kids say that. Put on film once, we can talk gvaldik alein. And yimchape. So Rabbi Yochum, nei, sishto azazach. You can't be mechapa, because if you're mechapa, if you cover up, that means you're part of that. I want to tell you, what are we mechapa? What are we covering up? We're all sitting here like nothing is going on. It's another week. And some schools are starting further. Oh, Megalach! Megalach is worse than anything else! And Megalach is than gas! It never was this way in Klal Yisrael. And no one did anything. No Rosh Hashiva, no Mashgiach, no Rav, no Rebbe, no Ftata, no Mama, no... No one made Shinoyim! Whatever any school did up to now, they do now. One school starting 2 days early. What made the lach gevolt? You want to rip the hair out of your head from Agnes Nefesh and Tsar? You know what's going on? Veshulik! Shalom. Somebody says, what are you yelling at everybody? Shalom, naflebim b'shalom. Not everybody's in that dagger. Shalom. Shite what he is. Emes din unachtem b'shalom. There's no such thing as shalom. You don't make shalom to such a situation. I speak to Rav David Cohen. But again, when you put a guy in jail, don't put him in jail. So he told me like this. I want to tell you something. The problem is so terrible he can't be masik. We took 6 abonim. We went up to the mountains at the beginning of the week. Listen to this. And we made up between ourselves. We are not leaving until we come up with a solution. He said we were there for a few days. Day and night. 6 choshev and abonim. And we went through the thing, what the eight says, we had a lawyer there, we had this, what's the din, what's Allah, till we came out to Ramaz Khan, that's what has to be done. There's a balachayas. There's a problem. Is Nemmin Svei, Nemmin Apob mentioned, you lock yourselves up in the room, we're not leaving until we find a solution. Did anybody do that by us? Where's everybody? Where's the Yireyim? Are they Yireyim? Does it mean anything to anybody? Elu! Yiddish Kinder! What else do we have with Tanagish Meisabim? Deine Kinder, your kids. And if Chassam Shom, somebody doesn't make a machal where he's supposed to, so they have stop it. People are suffering. I'm telling you, you don't know what the people, and it's going, and the kids are becoming younger and younger. The kids are falling, younger and younger. What are we doing about it? School can't change. Buses. I heard this mice 2 times from Rav Shimon Schwab. He told me for 2 weeks he went around, he left the mirror and he went around to the Gedolei Yisrael. He was a week by the Bo'aveh, a week by the Chofetz Chaim. He went around to be yoinik from them. So he told me that the Chofetz Chaim, when he was with the Chofetz Chaim, he slept by the Chofetz Chaim. So he said once the Chofetz Chaim came in to him and he was on his bed. He was a little bit heavy. So he said, when the Chofetz Chaim sat down, so he picked himself up, he put his hand to lean, but he couldn't swing his feet off. Because Chofetz Chaim was sitting there. So he said his back was some gaharia. He says, Ada Yom, his back still hurts. And he stood there with that deal, Chofetz Chaim himself. And he told himself, he says, Bald Mashiach geht kommen. The glaive? He says, yeah, I've had a glaive. So he says, Und ich will reingehen, ich will tun da avoide. Du willst echt da reingehen? So he says, ich nicht kann kommen. So for was bist du nicht kein Koyen? He says, mir, they're gonna let in. You, if they go in, they'll let them to Why they're letting me in and not you? He said, "The zogim for us." He says, "Well, 3,000 yotzinik." He was a cruise. Me la shem elai. My zayde went there. He went out there and they did what he had to do. They had to kill whatever they had to do. And my zayde is nishkigangin. So because my zayde 3,000 yotzinik, went to the call of Mila Hashem Elai, there was a rang to the avoid it. Tifa Zenik like a do avoid it. Dein seid it nicht. Say, Imam Shvi, he didn't know what to do. So he said, the Chofetz Chaim said, Devei, you know why I'm telling it to you? He says, one day you're going to be a big Rav. And the Rav has to realize that every once in a while there's a cruise that screams, Mila Hashem Elai. And when you hear that cruise, you have to go out and do what you have to do. Don't fall away. Because if you fall away, that will be the seed of why Dainik in the Ben Yisrael. How much the Mila Hashem Elai? The Mila Avshach wasn't Mila Hashem Elai. Didn't he come out where everybody was afraid? Everybody was afraid. Only one person went out. Then afterwards, everybody joined. But who went out Mila Hashem Elai? Rav Aaron Kotler didn't come out Mila Hashem Elai. I remember when I was a kid, everybody went to college. That's what you did. You were encouraged to go to college, the regents and shmegens, and you went to college. And Mila Hashem Elai, how many people? The Samarov wasn't the Mila Hashem Elai. He came out to the call and put a stop to this and a stop to that. Kulam Ahuvum, Kulam Brudum, Kulam Kadoshim, Kulam Toidim, Kulam Oisim Be'em, Be'yir, Tzayn Koinam. The rule, hey, like everybody, Isha Machneu, Isha Gidloi. But us, where's Mila Hashem Elai? None of us are making a machoy, you know, Chab, Tog, Teglach. Every single day, somebody told me today, he said two a day. The statistics now are two a day. And now in the summer? Every kid has a credit card, every kid has a phone, every kid has the kind of stuck in the belt in his dollar hammers. And what are we doing? We're learning it that way. And we're busy coming to Yeshiva learning four bladders man because we're busy becoming Gedoilim. Farukt? The ganze Deut is farukt. I'm going to tell you one more thing. It's like, let me tell you one myself. It's a ganze meister of the politik and nature, so I'm going to go into the problem because it's late. But the Blitzker of Sadek of Al Gavard. He says, Trachta Minut. He says, Yed Minut, if Mashiach comes, he says, you do the void for the Blitzker of Gavard, get a reich of void, it's Be'ito Achishena. If Mashiach comes Be'ito, then we have to go Chali Mashiach. He says, Achishena, if it's 1 second before this man, then you don't have to go to the Chali Mashiach. He says, Shtel Zachfo, Atoch Yed Minut, that's the Shaykel. Is Klai Sav, Nof Schusim. Bit of a book, Kleisel has the right amount of Schusim. Mashiach. Kruz, Mashiach, go! Leisei Stiyidin. All of a sudden, some comes down, says Shabbos. Tchumim. We pass in Tchumim, the Rabbanon. Kenan is gay. In fact, this girl, what do you mean? How did that go? If you're going to wait the whole Shabbos, there'll be another trillion of Chivu Shabboses. As Shabbos, Mashiach won't come from Nochatoiz in Yot. So, well, how can Mashiach get? At the Moshtay, Eidav and Mem Gimel. Mashiach can't just come. Tchumim. Can't go, it's Gendik. So, Favos. So, to be scroll, Zemma for that name, Zach. You don't, when you make a decision, it's not Kedai or not Kedai, it's Mutter or Osa. The decision in your mind is either Mutter or Osa. If it's Mutter, yeah, if it's Osa, it's Osa, Gendik. He said, don't say Kedai. Once you say Kedai and not Kedai, thus you make these choices, just the Machas and the Ganser play. Goes with a lot of stories like this. It's not. I just will tell you one noise thing, it bothers me. The Avis says, Kale Tana Vinoikin. You know that? Kale Tana Vinoikin. Menev Zainan Kinder, and you throw them in the Moilach? What are you, crazy? What are we doing? And then when we're Mishanah to the Avis, how can we be such hypocrites? And nobody does anything. Why? Sholom, you can't make a tumult in Shtod. You can't. See, the Choshev Abodah didn't make a tumult. How can I humble me? Ha'emes v'ha'ashol. First comes Din, Emes, Anokhtem Kum Sholom. No one made the move. No, how could you say? How could you be mischanted to the Eved Shavagot to Yom? I'm leaving it. Who's going to do anything this week? Who's going to do anything next week? We close the Melech till 2 days before Rosh Hashanah. If Chas V'Shom Noch Akin fall, who pays for it? What's the reason of Moil? Oh, if you would just would have heard the Agnes Nefesh of this Bocha, you would have heard the Agnes Nefesh of this father that lost two kids, and he had to throw them out of the house. Also, these kids were also in the fifth grade to learn elementary with the Gishmak. Zim Gatans by the Hakofas and Purim, they were so sweet and so zeez. They were Yiddish Hilke Kinder. Fishach Kinder so found from our community. As I hear for Aim be Yisrael. And what happened to us? Tshuva. We better all do tshuva. We better do tshuva. As if the Rebbe Zog, I face yourself, something's going to come out of my side. Oh, but Trachtam, no. Chosh feel guilty. tefillah, at least you're a walking, talking steer. How can I, what am I doing about it? Hutch, take your kids. I know people are taking kids, they take 10, 15 kids, they make a group. They learn for 2 hours and they play for a few hours there. Epis, or blazing kinder hefke, umegla, they're going to the malls. And this bar, Boshem, we have a new bar in Lakewood. What's next? What's next? Oh, Yevshah Avnach wants to know. Nutzah is the tzayt. Gagel zechunta. Mila Hashem Eilai. Gagel zechunta. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of your shadow. Do what you have to do. And be a habolatari. And some is a habolatari. And some is a mishamayim. Thank you.